obviously have to respect that. That's the voice of the people. In our constitutions, the people are sovereign. It's they who decide what goes into our constitution.
Dublin's Transport Minister Eamon Ryan appearing to concede defeat in both referendums. The votes centred on references to a family and a mother's duties in the home. Official results are due out later. Thousands of pro-Palestine protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza are marching through central London. It's the first major demonstration since Rishi Sunak warned of extremist forces at rallies who are trying to tear us apart. Two serving ministers are urging the Prime Minister to increase defence spending to at least 2.5% of GDP. Anne-Marie Trevelyan and Tom Tugendhat are concerned the Chancellor failed to announce new funding for the armed forces in the budget. The Duchess of Sussex has revealed she received hateful abuse on social media while she was pregnant. Meghan says she keeps her distance from social media now. In sport, Manchester United have consolidated sixth place in the Premier League with a 2-0 victory over Everton at Old Trafford. There's been drama in the Tramp Championship, where Ipswich missed the chance to move level on points with Leicester at the top. They conceded twice in injury time, including in the 100th minute, to lose 2-1 at Cardiff. Aberdeen have beaten Kilmarnock 3-1 to progress to the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup. England take on defending champions Ireland in Rugby Union Six Nations this afternoon. Head coach Steve Borthwick's confident he'll see a positive response to their defeat to Scotland.
I believe in these players. I think these players are determined to put in a performance this weekend. I sense that determination from them ever since the end of that Scotland game, because there was disappointment. I think a lot of players were disappointed with how they've gone. We all were.
That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks, as ever, to Spencer for another excellent weekend wind up for the last 3 hours. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Very good afternoon to you.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So it's been a fairly bright afternoon, but clouds will start to build in as the afternoon goes on. Remaining dry and breezy, but there might be a few patches of light rain later on. Tonight will be cloudy across our area with some patchy light rain developing, and rain becomes more likely overnight and will be heavy at times, and another breezy night too. Tomorrow we start wet with spurs of rain turning heavy at times. The rain will ease in the afternoon, but it will continue to be an overcast Sunday, and it will stay breezy. At the moment, temperatures are at about 11 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
On fire. There's a whole lot of money.
Us off musically this afternoon, ZZ Top, and their 1992 version of the old Elvis Presley at number Viva Las Vegas. So welcome into Phoenix Sport on this Saturday the 9th of March 2024. Plenty going on this afternoon with football, all the action from the Premier League, EFL and elsewhere. In non-league, we have a featured match where Billericay Town still win the playoff spots in the ESPN Premier League, but they've had a pretty dismal run of five defeats in a row. They will be attempting to arrest that slide down in East Sussex this afternoon as they take on their host Hastings United. Andy Gardner has followed them down there, and he will be providing us with half-time and full-time reports. Elsewhere in non-league, best of luck to Great Wakering Rovers and Romford, both flying the flag for the Essex Senior League in the FA Bars quarterfinals this afternoon. Great Wakering Rovers hosting Falmouth Town and Romford away to North Greenford United. We'll keep an eye on those and all the other local action, as well as all the games nationally. A busy afternoon of racing ahead of one of the biggest events in the British horse racing calendar. The Cheltenham Festival gets underway in this coming week, but this afternoon there are meetings at Hereford Sandown, Ayr, Wolverhampton, Garran Park in Ireland. There's also a meeting one at Chelmsford City. I will have some results from all of those. Rugby Union in the Six Nations, tough task against current holders Ireland for England at Twickenham this afternoon. Italy are currently playing Scotland. And I can tell you at half-time in the Stadio Olimpico in Rome, it's Italy 16, Scotland 22. Also in Rugby League, we've got Super League action and Rugby League Challenge Cup. We will be looking ahead to the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. A review of England's Test Series in India, probably best forgotten. And also a review for Anthony Joshua's fight last night, as well as any other sporting stories that may come up. Stick around as much as you can between now and six, and it's live.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, matter. We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. Cause knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. From nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got,
we got
that is Roachford and his current song, All the Love We Need. So it's 14 minutes past three on a Saturday afternoon. Thanks for choosing us here at Bremwell, the Billowickies, Phoenix 98 FM. This is Phoenix Sport and I'm John Chubb. First off, I'm going to go through the early kickoffs in the football. There was a lunchtime kickoff in the Premier League at Old Trafford where it finished Manchester United 2, Everton 0. Both of Manchester United's goals came from the penalty spot. Bruno Fernandes took the first one, scored after 12 minutes, and the second one was scored by Marcus Rashford on 36. So a victory for Erik ten Hag's side, leaving them in sixth place. Up in Scotland, Neil Warnock's Aberdeen have found their way into the Scottish Cup quarter-finals after beating Kilmarnock 3-1 at Pittodrie. McGrath and Shinney gave the Dons a 2-0 lead after 33 minutes. Armstrong replied for Killy on 41. But an own goal by Finlay of Kilmarnock on 66 minutes made it 3 to Aberdeen, and they go through to the semis. In the Championship, Ipswich Town's impressive run. They went, they won six games on the bounce, and had they won at Cardiff this afternoon, they could have gone in or stayed in second place and level on points with leaders Leicester City, but it wasn't to be. Because although Kiefer Moore gave them a late lead 11 minutes from time, Cardiff scored even later on. They scored a couple of games in injury time in the 95th and 100th minute. It was Callum O'Dowda who scored the winner after Ryan Winswood scored in the 95th. So a bit of a blow for Kieran McKenna's men after that fine run, but they still have nine games remaining. Final score, Cardiff City 2, Ipswich Town 1. Meanwhile, in the Women's FA Cup, Leicester City are in the semi-finals after they won 2-0 away at Liverpool. Women, two goals from Jota Rantala either side of half-time. There's another quarter-final later on, kicking off at 5:15pm, Brighton Hove Albion versus Manchester United. Elsewhere, I'm sure there was another lunchtime kickoff. No, maybe I'll just imagine that. That's all the lunchtime games. I'll be taking a look at what's happened in the 3 o'clock kickoffs so far very soon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
So, football, and in the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League, there's three of those. It's Goldies between Bournemouth and the bottom club, Sheffield United. It's also Wolverhampton Wanderers nil, Fulham nil. Arsenal take on Brentford at the Emirates at 5:30. And the other match with the 3 o'clock kickoff is the only one where there's been a goal so far. That's at Selhurst Park, where Crystal Palace are taking on Luton Town. Jean-Philippe Mateta has scored for the Eagles after 10 minutes there. Moving on to the Skybet Championship, I mentioned that Ipswich lost 2-1 at Cardiff as well, but leaders Leicester have fallen behind early doors in their match at Hull City. Fabio Carvalho has scored for the Tigers after 16 minutes. There's also been a goal at Ewell Park, where Blackburn Rovers are taking on Plymouth Argyle. And Sammy Smodic, who is the Championship's top scorer at the moment, he has put Rovers in the lead after only 7 minutes. Goal at Carrow Road, where Norwich City still hoping to force their way into the playoff spots. They are taking on the bottom side, Rotherham United, and Gabriel Sara has given the Canaries the lead after 13 minutes. And there's been a goal at St Mary's, Southampton 1, Sunderland 0, Stuart Armstrong for the Saints after 9 minutes. The other matches in the Championship are all currently goalless. League One, meanwhile, Leighton Orient are away to 2 Wigan Athletic this afternoon. There were no goals in that one so far. There's been a goal at Oakwell where Barnsley's visitors, Lincoln City, have taken the lead after 15 minutes through Joseph Taylor. Cambridge United have appointed Gary Monk this week as their new manager after three years out of the game. He has replaced Neil Harris, who left recently, of course, to go back to his old club, Millwall. And he has seen his new side take the lead in the 16th minute against Northampton Town at the Abbey Stadium. And it's Elias Kachunga who has scored for Cambridge after 16 minutes. Shrewsbury have gone one up at Port Vale. Daniel Udo after 7 minutes. Local derby between Reading and Wickham Wanderers has seen Wickham take the lead in the 16th minute. Daniel Lomwick, the scorer. The other goals, other games rather, in League One are currently goalless. In League Two, Colchester United have made a long trip to Barrow this afternoon. A potentially difficult game for the Ewes. Still hovering just above the relegation zone, while Barrow are currently in the playoff spots in sixth place, but there are no games. No goals, get those two words right, John. There were no goals at Holker Street so far. There has been one at the Wham Stadium where Accrington Stanley, the hosts, have fallen behind against Bradford City. Tyree Wright has scored for the Bantams after 12 minutes there. Doncaster 1, Crewe 0. Hakeeb Adelaken after 17 minutes for Doncaster. Tranmere have taken the lead at Gillingham thanks to a goal from Regan Hendry in only the 5th minute there. MK Dons 0, Salford City 1, Matt Smith after 12 for Salford. Morecambe 1, Wrexham 0, Jed Carner for Morecambe in the 4th minute. Other games in League 2 are currently goalless. Moving on to the non-league, in the National League, there is a late kickoff at Roots Hall due to live TV coverage, and it's Il Clasico. Southend United hosting Dagenham and Redbridge. The Shrimpers on a pretty decent run. I think they've got 6 games undefeated facing the Daggers. As for the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the National League, there's been a goal at the Shea where FC Halifax Town have taken the lead against Bournemouth. Florent Hotty in the 6th minute of that game. A couple of goals in the match between Maidenhead United and Dorking Wanderers. Sam Barrett, former Southend midfielder, gave the host a lead after 10 minutes, but Charlie Carter equalised for Dorking 3 minutes later. And Rochdale have gone in front against the bottom club, Oxford City. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Aveley at home to Weymouth this afternoon. No goals so far at Parkside. No goals either at Cressing Road, where Braintree Town are hosting Slough Town. Chelmsford City have a 7:30 p.m. kickoff away, in inverted commas, to Truro City. This is really quite a bizarre situation. I know Truro have had ground sharing issues, and that match is being played at Meadow Park, the home of National League North club Gloucester City, for some bizarre reason. Chelmsford is actually nearer to Gloucester than Gloucester is to Truro, so the Clarets fans travelling there will have less of a journey from the ones from Cornwall. Seems bonkers to me, but Gloucester have a home match in the National League North against Boston United this afternoon, so that's why that's kicking off at 7:30. In the ESPN Premier League, meanwhile, in our featured game down on the south coast, Hastings United 0, Billericay Town 0 is the current score. Also on the south coast, south coast even this afternoon, Leaders Hornchurch, they've gone behind to Bognor Regis Town, who took the lead in the 8th minute. It's currently 1-0 in that game. Great stuff. Hashtag United. They're playing Margate at Lynn Samuel Stadium this afternoon. Misha Jamali put the tags in lead after 12 minutes. Nathan Smith added a second after 19. Canby Island hosting Wingate and Finchley at Park Lane. That is currently goalless. And struggling Concord Rangers have a tough task this afternoon. To Chatham Town, currently in second place. It is currently 0-0 in that one. Ismia North Meanwhile, Brentwood Town hosting Enfield over at the arena this afternoon. No goals there so far. It's been a goal at Gardiner's Close, where Basildon United are hosting Grays Athletic. And Grays' Jack Humphrey gave Darren Manning's men the lead seconds after the start of that one. The other goals involving our local sides are currently goalless, as far as I'm aware. Going to keep an eye as well on the FA Vars ties this afternoon. Great Wakering Rovers hosting Falmouth Town of the Western Premier League. That's another Step 5 club. And Romford, also of the Essex Senior League, have travelled to North Greenford United. I'm going to find out as much information about those two matches as I possibly can. Latest score in the Six Nations is Italy 21, Scotland 22. Italy, I think, have scored a try just now, so have narrowed the gap in that match. Right now, the time is 26 minutes past 3.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking a look at the roads across our area. It's a bit busy just outside Brentwood on the A128. If you're in Heavengate, there are temporary traffic lights there at the moment. Wasn't too bad northbound when I came through there earlier, but southbound looks a bit busy. Also, there is slow-moving traffic further up on Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Billericay is a bit busy on the High Street this afternoon between Sun Street and the junction for Western Road and Norsey Road. Quite a few issues further afield too. On the M11 London-bound, slow-moving between Junction 7 for Harlow and Junction 6 for the M25. And the northbound carriageway on that stretch is busy as well. In Chelmsford, meanwhile, Baddow Road is closed near to the BB carriage and the junction for Spooner Close for emergency gas repair work. Local diversions are in place and signposted. Meanwhile, A13 westbound, this is down in the Thundersley area, there is slow-moving traffic between the A129 and Kiln Road roundabout up to Sadler's Farm. Also, in Thundersley, it's busy on Rayleigh Road southbound and northbound between Rayleigh Weir Interchange on the 127 and Dorseith Road at the moment. Elsewhere, the A1245 southbound is busy between London Road, the A129 and Fair Glen Interchange on the 127. Epping busy on the High Road between the Station Road and Faden Road, and also between Woodside and Epping Road. North Weald, there is slow-moving traffic on Kingsley, the A414 between Woody Lane and the roundabout Junction 7 of the M11. Hadley's a bit busy this afternoon between London Road and Dorseith Road. Rayleigh, usual hotspots there. Webster's Way is busy, as is Crown Hill and the High Street. A couple of other things in Chelmsford. A few of the Army and Navy roundabout approaches are busy. Parkway eastbound, Van Diemen's Road and the Baddow Bypass. Moving on to public transport. Greater Anglia trains look okay as far as I'm aware. Just be aware if you're using C2C trains this weekend. There are engineering works between Barking and Pitsey via Leyden check before you travel, because that might result in changes. London Underground, Overground and the Elizabeth Line are looking okay. DLR, no service all weekend between Canning Town and Stratford International. Advice is to use the Jubilee line instead. The Central line on the Underground has severe delays between Leytonstone and Epping, and Woodford via Newbury Park between Wye City and Ealing Broadway due to an earlier signal failure at Woodford, and there were train cancellations. Minor delays on the rest of the line. Circle line, there is no service all weekend between Edgware Road and Tower Hill. And minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to train cancellations. I'll have another update, hopefully a rather less busy one, about 1 hour from now.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. We'll
from a classic album called All in All, which came out way out back in 1977. That was The Great Earth, Wind and Fire, of course, and Serpentine Fire. More goals have gone in at the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football, so I'm going to be running through those for you now. And the championship is Norwich 2, Rotherham 0. Now, Jacob Sorensen after 21 minutes for Norwich. Watford 1, Coventry 0. Ryan Porteous after 20 for the Hornets down at Vicarage Road. Elsewhere, it is Accrington 0, Bradford 2. Now in League 2, Tyreek Wright has got his and the Bantams second. Carlisle have got a goal up at Charlton 2. Struggling sides in League 1, but it's Luke Armstrong who's given Carlisle the lead after 20 minutes. And elsewhere, the FA Trophy, the quarterfinals taking place this weekend. It's Bromley 2, Barnet 0. Michael Cheek for Bedagon and Redbridge and Chelmsford City striker scored Bromley's first just seconds after the start. I'm not sure who scored the second, though. And elsewhere in the FA Trophy quarterfinals, it's Wilston 1, Solihull Moors 1. Wilston scored first, Solihull have equalised. Gold in the Premier League, and a much-needed one for struggling Sheffield United. Gustavo Hamer has given the Blazers a lead at Bournemouth after 28 minutes. Leaders Chesterfield 1-0 in front against Aston Field in the National League. Armando Dovra after 28 minutes for Paul Cook's side. Maidenhead United 2, Dorking Wanderers 1. Now, Rhys Smith has got Maidenhead second on 28 minutes. Oxford City have equalised at Rochdale, also in the National League. Harvey Greenslade on 27 minutes. MK Dons, another side have equalised against Salford City in League 2. Kyron Lofthouse on 28. Alex Gilby has just put him in front, though. He has made the score. MK Dons 2, Salford 1. In the National League North, Witham Town are at home to Bury Town this afternoon. Bury have taken the lead after 30 minutes. Concord are a goal down at Chatham in the ESPN Premier League. The host scored on 32. Leicester have equalised at Hull in the Championship. Veteran former England striker Jamie Vardy scoring a penalty just after the half-hour mark. And it's down Norwich 3, Rotherham 0. Borja signs after 32 minutes. Wrexham have equalised at Morecambe in League 2. James McLean after 32 minutes. And it's Exeter 0, Bolton 1 in League 1. Bolton have just gone in front down in Devon.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
It's Monday, the 11th of March, and every Monday, Phoenix FM's open mic night takes place at the Essex Arms, 10 Wardy Hill, Wortley in Brentwood, hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8pm and 10pm. All tracks are recorded, and a selection played on the Sunday Sessions show every Sunday from 10am. For more details, there is a link to Kev's Facebook group. For that, if you go to the events guide at our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I think it's about time we went through some racing results, because there's quite a bit of that going on this afternoon. So the results which have come through whilst we've been on the air are as follows. The 252 at Hereford. First number 3, Glenn Cassidy priced at 9-2. Second was number 1, Harjo, the Evans favourite. Third was number 4, El Muchacho priced at 16-5 and 4 ran. 3 o'clock at Sandown. That was won by number 4, Honky Tonk Highway, the 3-1 favourite. Second was number 8, Rula Bula, priced at 14-1. And third was number 9, Sunset Marquesa, priced at 15-2. There were 11 runners in that race. The 3.08 at Ayr. First was number 1, Dance Thief, priced at 11-4. Second was number 7, Car Stop Now, priced at 14-1. Third was number 5, Atlantic Dancer, priced at 5-1. Eight runners in that race. The favourite was number 3, Park Annonciade. 2-1 was his price, but he only managed to finish in fifth place. 3:15 at Wolverhampton, and was won by number 3, Kingdom Come, 11-4 favourite. Second was number 7, Final Voyage, priced at 7-1. Third was number 9, Ben Acre, priced at 8-1. 11 ran. And finally, for now, the 3:20 at Gowran Park. Let me see if the day in Ireland. First was number 9, Carla's Big Jim, priced at 13-2. Second was number 8, De Galway Alivantor. That's a one word, believe it or not. The 9-2 favourite. And third was number 10, Cosmo Renfro, priced at 6-1. A total of 15 runners in that race. Quickly turning our attention back to football, because more goals have gone in. Basildon United have equalised against Grays Athletic in the ESPN North. Ben Allen for the Bees on 34 minutes. Bottom club Oxford City have gone in front at Rochdale. They're winning 2-1 now. Joshua Parker for Oxford City after 35 minutes. What a great first half Bradford City are having at Accrington Stanley in League 2. They are now 3 goals to the good in that game. And it's their prolific striker, Andy Cook, who struck their third on 38 minutes. Meanwhile, in the National League, it's Aldershot Town 1, Oldham Athletic 0. It was a bit of goal at St Mary's in the Championship as well, which is a second goal for Sunderland. Adam Armstrong scoring that one from the penalty spot in the 36th minute. It's a cover song from Busted. This one is called One of These Days.
Hey, I ain't seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. Out today, it might not be forever. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days,
you're gonna
find out who your friends are. You're gonna learn the hard way. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days, you're gonna find out who your friends are. You gotta go your own way. It's true, been trying to find. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever.
If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
It's okay.
It's a gamma song for Busted, One of These Days. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. I can tell you, the FA Vars Romford have made a great start away to North Greenford United in their quarter-final. Remy Sutton has given the Borough the lead. That was in the 13th minute. I'll keep tabs on that one. Not sure what's happening with Great Wakery Rovers at the moment, who are hosting Falmouth Town at Burroughs Park. Falmouth have apparently brought up a great following of fans from Cornwall, and I would imagine it's a pretty good attendance over there this afternoon, because with Southend United's match kicking off at 5:30, I would imagine a good few Shrimpers fans have gone along to watch that one first. I think it is currently goalless down at Burroughs Park, but I will double check that for you as the afternoon goes on. Elsewhere, though, there has been an equaliser for Coventry City away to Watford in the Championship. Haji Wright from the penalty spot 5 minutes before half time for the Sky Blues. Charlton have equalised as well in their match against Carlisle in League One. May scoring on 37 minutes. And also, there's been a goal in Eastbourne North in a match between Walthamstow and Redbridge. And it's the visitors, the Motormen, who've gone in front. Louis Johnson on 42 minutes. In the National League, it is now Maidenhead United 3, Dorking Wanderers 1. Mitchell Lawson for Maidenhead on 42 minutes.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
It is half-time at Burroughs Park in the FA Vars quarter-final, and it is Great Wakefield Rovers 0, Falmouth Town 0. I'll try and check on Romford again shortly. Last I heard, they were winning by a goal to nil away to North Greenford United in their tie. One more racing result. This comes from the 327 at Hereford. First was number 1, Cortland, priced at 12-1. Second, number 5, Rouge Vif, priced at 7-2. And third was number 6, Chancer, priced at 11-4-6 ran, and the favourite, who was Real Stone, number 4, priced at 11-2-8, fell in that race. There has been a red card for Leighton Orient at Wigan. Unfortunately, they will have to play out the rest of their match with 10 men. Forward Ethan Galbraith has been dismissed in the first half of that game. It is currently 0-0. More goals to mention. The first half-time scores are coming through now as well. Bowers and Pitsy have taken a lead in first half injury time away to Walden and Tiptree. Solomon Addy was the scorer of that goal, and that is now a half-time score.
Elsewhere, it's Felix Stowe and Walton United 0, Heybridge Swifts 0 at halftime in the ESPN North. These are all halftime scores now. Blackburn Rovers 1, Plymouth 0 in the Championship, thanks to an early goal from Blackburn's top scorer, Sammy Smodic, one-time Colchester United striker, of course. Queen's Park Rangers, who have had some decent results of late, which has seen them climb out of the relegation zone in the Championship. They're hosting Middlesbrough at Loftus Road this afternoon. That match is currently goalless, and that is a half-time score as well. Half-time over at the arena, no goals in the match so far between Brentwood Town and Enfield. There's been another red card in League One. This one has come at Bloomfield Road, where Blackpool hosting league leaders Portsmouth, and Blackpool striker Jordan Rhodes has been dismissed in the first half of that game. And half-time at Spa Road in ESPN North, it is Witham Town 0, Bury Town 1. Half-time in the National League, Chesterfield Leaders 1, AFC Fylde 0. Half-time also in the ESPN North match between Walthamstow and Redbridge. Redbridge still winning out 1 by a goal to 0. No goals at the Den in the first half in the Championship between Millwall and Birmingham City. A couple of half-times from League 1. It's Barnsley 0, Lincoln 1 and Burton 0. Peterbury United 0. Two from League 2. Morecambe 1, Wrexham 1 and Sutton United 0. Grimsby Town 1. Grimsby scored and took the lead just before half time in that game. Elsewhere, there has been a half time whistle. Sorry, Gardiners Close in ESPN North. It's Basildon United 1, Grays Athletic 1. Half time at Carrow Road. What a first half at Norwich City against rock bottom Rotherham United, who are pretty much doomed to playing League One football already next season, I think. Canaries 4-0 up in that game. They added a fourth through Josh Sargent in first half injury time. Two more half times from League One. Cambridge United 1, Northampton Town 0, and Reading 0, Wycombe Wanderers 1. In League Two at the break, it's Mansfield league leaders 1, Swindon 0. Two half times from the National League. FC Halifax Town 1, Bournemouth 0, and Kidderminster Harriers 0, York City 0. No goals at Cressing Road at half-time, where Braintree Town are playing Slough Town in the National League South. That is currently 0-0. Concord Rangers, goal down at Chatham Town in the Eastbourne Premier League. That is confirmed as a half-time score. Two half-times from the Championship, Hull 1, Leicester 1 and Preston 0, Stoke 0. Two more half-times from League 2, Leighton Orient, who have had even Gareth Brave sent off, as I mentioned slightly earlier, is 0-0 in the match between them and host Wigan Athletic. Oxford United 1, Cheltenham Town 0. That is another half-time from League 1. Josh Murphy scored 3 minutes into first half injury time for Oxford United. In League 2, meanwhile, at the break, it's Gillingham 0, Tranmere 1 and Harrogate 1, Crawley 0 and also Notts County 0, AFC Wimbledon 0. No goals in the first half at Parkside, where Aveley are playing Weymouth in the National League South. No goals either at Park Lane in the ESPN Premier match between Canvey Island and Wingate and Finchley. A half-time whistle has gone there. Great first half at Hashtag United. They are 3 goals to the good against Margate. Nathan Smith has scored 2 of those goals, the second one coming in the second minute of time added on at the end of the first half. Premier League at half-time, it's Bournemouth 0, Sheffield United 1. Half-time at St Mary's in the Championship, it is Southampton 2, Sunderland 0. Two more from League 1, Charlton 1, Carlisle 1 and Port Vale 0, Grimsby 1. Three more half-times from League 2, Accrington 0, Bradford City 3, great first half for the Bantams up in Lancashire. Forest Green 0, Walsall 0 and Stockport 0, Newport 0. And in the semi-finals, quarter-finals of the FA Trophy, looking good for Gateshead of the National League. They're hosting Peterborough Sports, who play in the National League North, and the Heed are 3-0 up at the interval. The half-time whistle has gone at Selhurst Park in the Premier League, where it's Crystal Palace 1, Luton Town 0. Two more half-times from League 1. Goalless between Bristol Rovers and Derby, and Bolton 1 goal up at Exeter. No goals in the first half in the National League match between Altrincham and Woking. And no goals at Molineux in the first half, where it is Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Fulham 0. The Ewes are 1-0 down at half-time in League 2. It is Barrow 1, Colchester United 0. Kian Spence scored for Barrow 4 minutes into the first half, injury time. Also League 2, Doncaster 1, Crewe 0 as a half-time score. The FA Trophy quarter-finals, Bromley will go to the good against Barnet at the break. No goals in the first half down at Hastings United, who are playing Binwicky Town. It is 0-0 at the break. We'll hear all about Afamandi Gardner in a while. Championship at half-time is Watford 1, Coventry 1. No goals between Blackpool and Portsmouth in the first half at Bloomfield Road in League 1. Blackpool, just to remind you, about Jordan Rhodes dismissed in that game. In the National League, it's Aldershot 1, Oldham 0, and Maidenhead 1. Maidenhead 3, Dorking 1. They are both half-time scores, as is Wealdstone 1, Solihull Moors 1, an all-National League affair in the quarter-finals of the FA Trophy. And finally, a half-time from the National League, it's Rochdale 1, Oxford City 2. That is all the half-time scores I have for you at the moment. I have one more, at least one more racing result. Yeah, just one more so far. The 3:35 at Sandown. First was number 3, Scarface, priced at 13-2. Second, number 7, Invincible Neo, priced at 5-1. And third was number 5, Tevisita, the 16-5 favourite. There were 7 runners in that race. Ladies from the Six Nations, where Italy versus Scotland, it is into the second period in the Stadio Olimpico in Rome, and the current score there is Italy 31, Scotland 22. Scotland, when it is seeking a bonus point win to maintain their very slim title hopes, but currently they are behind against the Italians, who incidentally haven't won at home in the Six Nations since they beat Ireland in 2014, and with only around about 5 minutes left of that match, they could well be heading for a famous victory this afternoon. We will wait and see. One more scoreline from League 2 in the match between MK Dons and Salford City. MK are now 3-1 up. That one is still in first half injury time. And at half-time in the Super League, I'll talk a bit more about the Super League in a while. London Broncos are playing Wigan Warriors, and the Warriors are winning by 22 points to 10. News coming up soon. A Soul Classic taking us there. This is Sam and Dave. I'm a Soul Man.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.